Thank you. Vertically challenged. Can you hear me? Okay, I have too many props here. I have a handout from our program with contact information and downloadable exercises, the website on the table as you head out the door, so if you want those. There we go. Okay. Healthy and Fit on the Go was designed for University of Minnesota Extension employees who travel extensively by car, which creates a barrier to healthy eating and physical activity. Three of us, Extension educators in health and nutrition, myself, Jill May, and Kelly Kunkel, developed a toolkit and education sessions with practical tips for healthy eating and physical activity for staff on the go. Today I'll describe the Worksite Wellness Program, its implementation and impact, and our plans for improvement. I have nothing to disclose. The background for the project. As context for the travel kit, it's important to understand a little bit about Extension and Simply Good Eating, our nutrition education program. We in Extension are charged with bringing the research of the university to the people of our state. At Minnesota, we have a program called Health and Nutrition, where we deliver nutrition education programming. Our Simply Good Eating program is funded by USDA for delivery to youth, families, adults, and seniors who are SNAP eligible, food stamp eligible, and we staff it with 115 paraprofessional peer educators. We call our peer educators community nutrition educators, or CNEs, and so I'll be using CNEs as their title. Our problem, our Simply Good Eating program delivery method is very effective for nutrition education, but creates some unintended problems for our staff. We deliver a county-based program, which means that each CNE travels throughout their county to reach all the residents. Minnesota is very rural. Roughly 25 people per square mile outside of the seven county Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So our CNEs may drive 2 hours one way to reach a community in their county. And you can see on the map, 60% of the huge population of Minnesota, about 5.5 million people, is focused in that seven county metro area, and that's only 3% of our land mass. So you get an idea of the rurality, if you will. Add to that our web-based work environment, and you have staff who, when they're not driving, are seated at a desk working on the computer. The other problem we recognize is that while we teach 80,000 Minnesotans a year how to eat healthier and increase physical activity, our own staff are required to sit for most of each day, making it nearly impossible to practice what they teach. To address this seat time issue, we set out to design wellness tools that integrate into our CNA's daily job realities. Our target audience, the peer educators or CNEs, are very knowledgeable about healthy eating and wise shopping. As a group, they understand that physical activity is an important part of the energy balance equation. Moving from knowledge to action, however, is the most difficult step, even for those of us who teach others about healthy lifestyle choices. Add to that that very few of our staff have experience with physical activity, especially teaching physical activity, and we faced a pretty strong barrier to moving people to action on physical activity. In designing this wellness tool, our goal was to make the healthy choice the easy choice. We hypothesized that if we could provide tips and tools for integrating healthier lifestyle choices into their normal daily routine, our staff would make lasting behavior changes in healthy eating or physical activity. Our stated purpose is to provide self-care tools to motivate healthier lifestyle choices on the job, given the seated reality. The toolkit we developed, this is where my props come in, consist of a very discreetly colored insulated lunch bag. Oh, if I put it up there, you can't see me. Which we included a refreezy, the BPA-free water bottle. A resistance band.
Thanks.
Vanna will help here. Just don't snap me. Here, I better take that down.
Thank you.
My entourage. And then a series of laminated tip cards that very conveniently fit in the front pocket. And after we've been doing this for 4 years now, and accumulate these tip cards, we put them on a key ring for convenient reference. The tip cards have kind of become the central portion of this Worksite Wellness Toolkit. We developed them around three main themes: healthy eating, physical activity, and behavior change. Here are the tip card topics under each of the broad categories. And 13 of them we've rendered in a web-based, an 8.5 by 11 page format that you can access on this website that's also on the handout to download and print and use for yourself. The ones with the asterisk on this matrix are the ones that we've rendered for the web. Our implementation method is based on the social cognitive theory of health behavior. We piloted the project with our 115 CNEs, distributing the initial travel kit with the first five tip cards, along with an education session using the resistance bands at our annual statewide conference 4 years ago. Integrating the social cognitive theory, the interactive nature of this theory fits our employee population and the nature of our work. We focus our project on three of the aspects: training to increase behavioral capability, creating an environment of healthy eating and physical activity that sets the worksite expectation, and integrating physical activity practice into the workday to help increase self-efficacy. Because as you remember, that's the skill that they lacked the most. Our method: in year one, we held a resistance band demonstration and practice session as a short general session, introducing the project to the CNEs as their own personal employee or worksite wellness kit. At each subsequent annual conference, we've distributed several new tip cards and held one or two demonstration and practice sessions. One of the issues we face is reaching new staff with this worksite wellness tool. So we hold a roundtable discussion and distribute kits for new employees during the annual conference. Ha ha, lucky you, activity break. I wanted to demonstrate one of the tip cards. Because of this seated environment, we created a series of exercises called In the Car. And one of the things you have to realize in our rural environment, we don't want you to engage in distracted driving. But in our rural environment, you put on cruise control and you could go for 45 minutes without seeing another car. Yeah, so you can do these exercises that way. So you can either pretend that you've been sitting at a workshop all day and need to stand up or exercise a little bit, or you can pretend that you're in the car and you can take a piece of paper to use as a steering wheel. So either way, and of course you don't have to participate if you don't want. So sitting with good posture, and this is the core of everything. And what my introduction didn't tell you is that I'm a Phi-Ed teacher, so watch out. So sit very tall, long neck, pull your tummy in so that you have good posture. Yep, either hold your steering wheel at 9 and 3, or just hands down by your side. First thing we're going to do is neck rolls, and this is a modification so you can keep your eyes on the road. Just look straight ahead, keep your eyes on the road, and put your chin on your chest. Oh, who's not watching the road? Jeez! And back up. Now to the right, watch the road. Oh, there's a deer. And back to center. And now to the left. Back to center. Keeping it on the road, lift your chin, and back to center. Now, obviously, when you're stopped or you're seated at your desk, you can take the neck rolls through the whole range of motion. We're going to try that with shoulders. Again, have your good 9 and 3. Keep watching the road. And just pull your shoulders up to your ears. And down. And now push them down. And back to neutral. Pull them forward. And neutral and back. Okay, what'd your back do? Pull that stomach in. And relax. Good. Now we'll hop down to the lower body just as a demonstration. As you're driving along, just squeeze your butt muscles. And hold. And release. And now try it with your quadriceps and your hamstrings, just the front and back of your thighs. Tighten your muscles. Oh, are you in cruise control so your foot can be flat? Okay, good. And release. And now just elevate your heels so that you're up on the ball of your foot and tighten your calf. Now back to neutral. And now pull your toes up to stretch your calf. And back to neutral. There. Don't you feel a little more alert? All right. See, Vanna, now they'll be awake for you.
Don't try that in L.A.
No. No, no. But you could do it on the subway. No one would look at you strange. The results. Back to the travel kit. To measure the results of our effort, we asked questions about the Healthy and Fit on the Go travel kit and the stretch band demonstration practice on the post-conference evaluation form. We also asked if employees were motivated to make any changes as a result of the kit and demonstration. The good news? 100% were motivated to make at least one change. 93% planned to use the resistance band, 96% planned to implement one healthy eating tip, and 95% plan to use the water bottle instead of buying soda or water. Overall, the respondents rated the travel kit good to excellent. However, actual results may vary from plans. Although 100% of the employees were motivated and planned to make a behavior change at the close of the conference, in our 3-month follow-up survey, we learned that only some of them did make a change. This is to be expected, and we actually found a fairly high level of change. 24% reported using at least one of the healthy eating tips regularly. 40% reported using the refillable water bottle rather than buying soda or pre-bottled water on a regular basis. 8% reported using at least one of the physical activity tips regularly. For this population, who's very knowledgeable about healthy eating, but has very little experience with physical activity, I'm actually quite impressed with the physical activity response. Years 2 and 3, we experimented a bit with the delivery of new tip card information. We also worked with the campus planning staff to offer only healthy food options and to integrate physical activity throughout the conference agenda. For year 2, we introduced balance balls during a health fair, the tip card including fitting and basic exercises. We also held a brief general session, introduction to the proper use of pedometers, and distributed a tip card that included pedometer information and a progress chart. During year 3, we held a pedometer challenge throughout the conference. We put up a map of the Superior hiking trail that goes from Duluth to Canada along the north shore of Lake Superior and had people chart their progress on a daily basis based on steps on their pedometer. In year 3, after 3 years of working with the travel kit, you want to see it. It was time to do a little more in-depth analysis of its impact. We conducted an online survey asking about specific behavior changes and use of the individual kit components. We were pleased to learn that 87% of the respondents, or about half of our staff group, have made a change in lifestyle behavior as a result of receiving the kit. 45% of the respondents indicated making healthy eating choices more frequently at work as a result of receiving the lunch bag. 28% indicated drinking water instead of sweetened beverages at work as a result of receiving the water bottle. 40% indicated doing strengthening exercises more frequently as a result of receiving the resistance band. Our conclusion, the kit, along with education, is a useful tool for motivating staff to try tips for healthy lifestyle change. But more frequent education and reminders than just our once-a-year annual conference are needed. So our next steps, year 4, which is this year, We have added something we call Take and Go, a monthly 15-minute staff development education module where one tip card is reviewed and staff set goals on how they will use the tips over the next month. This is designed to reinforce and practice the healthy lifestyle tips every month, in addition to the one time in our annual fall conference. The first module was conducted throughout the state in October, and we've already received positive feedback about the format and the content. Our first module was aimed at behavior change with information on goal setting. This year, we also are redesigning the look of the tip cards. The tip cards and the kit. It's too bad we have to get rid of the neon green. But the university has a new branding mandate, and we have to comply, so we're coming up with a new one. And we will distribute new kits with the new look at our next annual conference next fall. And then we hope to expand this to another work group staff within Extension. Okay. Haha, I didn't run out of time. You have time for one more activity break. On the back of the car exercises is this relax and release. And unfortunately, what the university's branding mandate told us to do, we have to get rid of the cute clip art. So it's not fun anymore. We're just going to pretend that you've stopped your car. You're about to get out to go teach your class. And all I want you to do is squeeze all of your muscles very tightly, eyes and everything. Take a deep breath in. Now relax all of your muscles as you breathe out. Good. And stand up. Check that posture. Hold your stomach in, nice long neck. And I'm going to have you breathe in as you reach up to the ceiling. I really do feel short now. Clasp your hands, breathe in, get that core, your stomach and your back tight, stretch tall, breathe in, and out as you slowly bring your arms down. Great, thank you. And you can sit back down. There's my contact information where you can print the tip cards, and I welcome any and all inquiries. And now they're awake for you.